Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Almon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Larry Sorensen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kingman reaches second base with a double. There goes Lansford trying to get to home. Jones throws the ball into Trammell, who relays the ball to Parrish, who tags Lansford, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Jones reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jones moves to second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Evans scores. Jones moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tim Conroy now pitching. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti fields it and throws to home to get Jones. Lemon moves to third. Bergman moves to second. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon scores. Bergman moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Bergman scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker catches it and throws to first to double up Almon. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. Keith Atherton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Koontz. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Jim Essien now catching. Mike Heath now playing right field. Bill Almon now playing center field. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almon. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Lance Parrish. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Marty Castillo now catching. Johnny Grubb now playing right field. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Koontz. Essien reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Tigers. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Mike Davis pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Tigers. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 4 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball four. Herndon moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Barbaro Garby now playing second base. Doug Baker now playing shorts. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kuntz. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 12-5, Tigers. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 12-6, Tigers. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.